Bear FT Podcast number 11. This time I'm using Papa Juice beta version 0.22.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. To find out how you can help, contact the American Red Cross today. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today.
Over troubled water, I will lay me down.
So you need to help with the relief efforts for Hurricane Katrina. You can't send money, which is, I think, what they're looking for right now. Just visit the local Red Cross office. Maybe you can donate your time, something, to help out. Personally, I'm an amateur radio operator, and we often work with the Red Cross in disasters, so I know lots of amateur radio people out there relaying messages for families and things like that. Once again, this podcast, you won't know the music that I've played until the end of the podcast, so let's get into the music. I had some problems with my microphone. The old one died. Blew out, I guess. So I got a new one. A Radio Shack one for about $25. Getting a little noise here, but I don't know if that's microphone issues, settings issues. I know every time I move the mouse, it picks it up. So not sure why it's doing that. Just have to live with it, I suppose. don't know if you can hear that or if it's recording it. It's kind of annoying when you're recording it, though. Let's get into our next tune.
I never met someone who hit a guy in the eye like the way she came to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in my best defense, I could have swore that she was looking back at me. Yeah, yeah. She mean what she meant when I thought that she meant indefinitely. Yeah, yeah. And I can't figure out why it is that no one's sitting next to her. Yeah, yeah.
Driving around today doing some errands, and some of the local gas stations are up to $3.09 for a gallon. Well, I think my next car is going to be a diesel, probably run biodiesel in that. Probably make it at home. It has a great website called freedomfuelamerica.com, and basically they sell all the hardware to make biodiesel from used vegetable cooking oil that you can pick up at the local restaurants, which sounds pretty good to me. You can probably make it, they say, for about 70 cents a gallon, assuming you get the cooking oil for free. I have a feeling that they're going to start charging for that now pretty soon.
Anyone can stand in Stephanie's shoes. She's a total news, but sharp when having her own way with testosterone. And everyone can see through Stephanie.
Well, my parents are planning to build a new house next year, brand new. So I've been looking at lots for the last couple weeks with them. And yesterday, they were looking at a little lot they were planning on buying. Driving around the subdivision with their real estate agent in the car. He was driving, and I was following behind him. And I could just see them getting the full sell treatment by the real estate agent. Just see it. You know, when you see it, you got see him pointing at things out the window. You definitely know the hard sell action is going on. It's just, I suppose that's the, well, you know, that's the way they make their living.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. To find out how you can help, contact the American Red Cross today. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today.
Over troubled water, I will lay me down.
Oh,
As some of you may recall, I've been using Adobe's Audition to do some podcasts before. And let me explain to you why I'm not using that anymore. Well, first, there's a new beta version of PodProducer, and I wanted to try it out. But the main reason is that I've been having a little project here at home, importing all my old audio tapes into the computer to make MP3s out of them. I was having no problems with the Adobe software, so a couple of tapes, side A, would record just fine. And side B was full of noise. Tried several different tapes, same thing. So I thought, no, it's something wrong with the tape. But I decided to download or re-download the free software, Audacity, and it recorded both sides, no problem. So something wrong with Adobe's Audition software, at least for me. So that's why I'm not using it. Now, I don't know if it's something to do with copy protection or something on the audio tapes, but I'm recording out of the headphone out on my tape player. So not quite sure why it's doing that, but that's just what's happening. As the project goes, got most of them done, but I got four or five tapes left. If you've ripped CDs, you know it happens fast, because it's digital already, but when you're ripping audio tapes, it's in real time. So it's not bad, though, because you get to hear all the old songs that you'd forgotten about from when you were a teen. At least that's what happened with me.
My own.
it takes a lot to get me excited. As you can probably tell from my tone of voice, I'm pretty even keeled. But check out this new Canon camera. It's a new digital SLR. Well, I'm not sure they've even officially released it. I think they'll do have it posted up on their website and a couple of great views. If I recall, it's about $3,500 just for the camera. Okay, now you can pick yourself up off the floor. You can sit down now. It's let me tell you why it's such a good camera. If you are know anything about digital cameras and photography in general, you know that one of the major price points is the cost is the size of the image sensor. And it also gives you a crop factor, which is great for telephoto, but really stinks for wide angles and close-up and things like that. This new Canon camera, I think it's called the EOS 5D. It's a full-frame camera based upon the EOS 20D body style. So it's more of a consumer, prosumer than the higher-end 1DS Mark II. It's about the same resolution, I think, which is about 12.5 megapixels, 13 megapixels, something like that. So you're pretty much getting into the medium format film quality with this camera. Sure, it's not built quite as well, but it's not aimed for, you know, rugged use like the higher end cameras are. But definitely check it out. They have a review of this, or the pre-production camera, up on a website called DP Review. So go check it out if you're interested in cameras and photography. I think they're aiming to ship it sometime at the end of next month. So, you know, if you're really into photography, that's a camera to get. I really think Canon is doing itself somewhat of a disservice by offering most of the features that are much more expensive cameras in the consumer versions. But I suppose it just helps them sell more cameras.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. To find out how you can help, contact the American Red Cross today. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today.
Over troubled water, I will lay me down.
If you're producing your own podcast, I suggest, if you're interested in helping out with the relief effort from Hurricane Katrina, head over to the American Red Cross website. That's, you know, and I think it's AmericanRedCross.org or RedCross.org. Look under media or news media. They have a whole bunch of public service announcements pre-recorded that they like you to play. It's free for anybody to play. I emailed the contact for the American Red Cross and said, you know, go ahead and play it. You know, it's public service announcement, so you don't have to worry about copyright infringement or anything like that. They want you to play it. So go over to that website, American Red Cross, and look for the news or the media section, and then for public service announcements. They have it in English and in Spanish, I think. They also have a Spanish version. Don't know any of the Spanish, so didn't help me at all, but no, if you're broadcasting in, you know, down south, most of Mexicans can help out too. But the mouse, it literally bugs the heck out of me.
Thank you.
just want to point out that if you've got friends or family or people you're trying to get hold of in the hurricane-affected area, there's another way you can try and reach them besides the official channels. I know they don't often mention amateur radio operators and news operations, but I thought I'd spread this word to you. Ham radio operators are usually the first non-governmental agencies into disaster areas, and they work closely with the Red Cross. So if you want to try and use ham radio operators, it's the upright worldwide. So there's always somebody somewhere pretty close to where you are that's a ham radio operator. They can usually get messages down and back a lot easier than you can through official channels. They're semi-official, but they're much more adept to emergency communications because they actually practice for it. They have a special day reserved called Field Day where they train for this. So if you're interested, how do you find yourself a ham radio operator? Where do you find one if you don't know? You can look for large antennas on people's houses. Ham radio operators also have amateur radio license plates on their vehicles. And a lot of Radio Shack employees are ham radio operators. So you could try a local Radio Shack and ask for see if there are any ham operators there. And they can try and get your message down to see if, you know, check on your loved one's condition if you haven't been able to get through. Ham radio operators, you know, they kind of get bypassed and all this, but they provide a valuable service. Now, so we don't end the podcast on a down note. I seem to have a little trouble playing that one. To apologize here while I guess I must have moved the song, just can't find it. That noise really bugs the hell out of me. I know it's in here. So here we go. I found it. So I want to end the podcast on a down note.
Summer, when mainstream radio was such a freaking bummer. No indie music, nothing too funny. Clear channel radio, did it for the money. But somebody heard the call, now you can have it all. I heard it on a podcast, rocking freaking radio. You want it, you got it, just download it. First computer, that piece of dirt was like a freaking Roto-Rooter. Now we've got Wi-Fi, downloading files fast, listening to everyone who's ever done a podcast. It's history, now you see each and every nation. Radio has got to go, it's our emancipation. Play that song, sing along, mash it up and mix it. Radio is freaking loads of Adam Curry fixed it. Somebody heard the call.
drop me a note. The address is britain72@aim.com. Show notes are at bearftpodcast.blogspot.com. And look for us in the iTunes Music Store for Bear FT Podcast, or head over to feeds.feedburner.com/BearFTPodcast. Now I'm heading out. Well, not heading out, but heading back to finishing with importing my audio tapes into the computer. So catch you next time on the podcast. Well, I almost forgot what to tell you what I played. My mistake. Too much going on in the world. So we listened to Mojave. Started out with Mojave with Gold Trails Hotel, followed by the Cool Waters Band with Two Car Garage. And it was the Ether Family Presents with Stephanie Shoes. Then we had a nice mashup by DJ Earworm called Stairway to Bootleg Heaven. Then it was Tim Mahoney, Me, Myself, and I. And Rob Coslow, Meant to Be. And ended with Cruise Box on a Podcast. That's the safe version. There is another version by her. So we'll catch you next time.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. To find out how you can help, contact the American Red Cross today. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today.
Over troubled water, I will lay me down.